Something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. During the week, I was running a competition, giving away tickets for Aslan tonight at the Three Arena. And then during the week, we got the news that the gig had to be cancelled due to Christy's health. And Denise McCormack, who is Aslan's manager, is on the line. Thanks so much for coming on to explain everything to us.
Hi, Trina. No problem at all.
So this is devastating because I would imagine this is Aslan's biggest gig ever. And they've been so looking forward to it, the 40th anniversary, and to have to cancel. So what's happened?
So everything was going well. Obviously, we had had to reschedule some gigs prior from July on due to Chrissy had to start new treatment for his cancer. So the doctor's recommendation was to just let him rest while he was adjusting to all of this. So everything was going really well. Chrissy, living for the gig, couldn't wait. And yes, it is the biggest gig of their career. Was for 40 years. There was so much work going into it behind the scenes, etc. And then on Wednesday, we got the news from Christy's doctors to say that he had taken a setback on Wednesday. They just told us that, look, he wouldn't have the energy. He wouldn't be able to basically perform on Saturday night. It's not cancelled. There will be a new date that comes out. It's going to be rescheduled. We're just waiting to see what suitable date is there. And obviously priority at the moment, it's just getting Christy through this and getting him out the other side. He's going to be okay. He's not on death's door or anything. He is going to be okay. It's just he wouldn't be fit enough, basically, to do Saturday night. So,
and the lads put up a video on social media. They just seem absolutely gutted. You can hear it in their voice that they're devastated.
Because I think the way the last few months have been, it was like the one that they went, great, we're going to get to do this, we're going to get to do this, all of them. And yeah, there's devastation there for Christy because, I mean, as I said on Wednesday, there was lots of tears, lots of different emotions. Due to the fact that we had to tell Christy that, look, the doctors have said you can't do it. And Christy being Christy is like, going, no, I'll be grand. But we went, look, we need to be like, as I said, you've got a gig and a life. You can reschedule a gig. You can't replace a life. So that had to be explained to him and said, we can't do that. We can't take any risks. The guys were just all like, I think it's like an outer body experience to an extent. It's like, has this really happened? Like, we've been full on, and then suddenly you just go into autopilot for 2 days, and then it's the realization is hitting where it's gone, God, we're not actually doing this gig. I'm trying to just keep them all just in their own places and dealing with things themselves, and obviously being there for Christy.
A lot of people were traveling to Dublin for the gig, and I know some people were even traveling from abroad.
That's right, yeah. Like, I saw there was Australia, Jersey, UK, from all over, and I'm sure other parts as well that we just haven't seen. But that's the whole thing. And the guys are very conscious of their fans, and you know, they even take into consideration the fact, oh, well, they have to get a taxi, and some of them probably have to get babysitters, and like, that's always been like their thought process all along. So the amount of fans, like thousands of fans, they're now disappointing, who have, you know, have these calls, so have gone to these lengths to come and see them, and then for them to have to deliver this news, it's just soul destroying for them. But as we say, it's unavoidable, and it just has to be that way, unfortunately. But we will definitely be rescheduling once we get a date.
I can't imagine Christy's reaction was like, no, I'm fine, I'll be grand, I'll do it, we'll be fine. He needs to be told, no, Christy, you need to rest.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I know there's been times where, like, throughout the years, and you know, Christy be there, and I look, and you know, he might have been on treatment at the time, etc. And I'm going, you know what, Christy, if you're not well enough and it's fine, we don't have to do it. Oh, no, I'll get through it. And as Catherine, his wife, will always say to me, he makes a fool out of me. If you had seen him today, you wouldn't think it was the same man that's on that stage. So he just finds that adrenaline, and I don't know how he gets through some of them, but he does, he manages it. But just unfortunately, we weren't giving him that chance on Saturday. It just wouldn't have worked. So.
And Denise, is he at home resting or is he in hospital?
He's not. No, he's in hospital. That's where he needs to be at the moment. So we just basically are, you know, just keeping in contact with his wife, Catherine, and stuff, just in relation to different reports from doctors and stuff. But he will be okay. It's just them to try and find basically what's caused this setback for him.
Because I'm sure, like you say, a lot of people probably getting in touch going, is this really, really bad news for Christy? You know, has he come to the end of his cancer journey? But that's not the case.
It's not the case. No. As Christy just said to me, it'll be him and the cockroaches here and the rest of us will be gone. He's fighting him is just unbelievable, and he's had a tough couple of months, but He was coming out the other side. This is a blip. And as we said, we'll be back and it'll be bigger and better than it was even going to be. So we'll get him back on the road again.
And then all the other dates that are coming up as well, are they all on pause now as well, I assume?
At the moment, yeah, we just have to see what's going to happen basically with the doctors and what advice the doctors give to us now. So once we have that, and we'll just keep the fans updated through social media, etc. and stuff. But I know as soon as Christy can, he'll want to do a video that he can send out to everyone. So as soon as he's up for that, we'll get that when he gets home.
And just for everybody, if you were going, hold on to your ticket. It will be valid for the rescheduled gig as well. So listen, will you wish Christy all our love and all our best here from the radio station? We love having him in, and we get such a great reaction anytime Aslan come into studio. Such nice guys, and so entertaining as well to have. So wish him all the best from us here at Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Thanks so much, Denise.
I will indeed, Trina. Thanks so much, and thanks everyone for your support. It's been amazing, so thank you.
Something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.